With unseasonably warm weather reaching all the way up into the Brooks Range in Alaska and bitterly cold weather dipping deep into the lower 48 states, everybody wants to know more about the polar vortex, the jet stream that wobbles around the Arctic. Last month in San Francisco, a team of scientists with the Byrd Polar Research Center came out with a study that takes one more step toward better understanding that wobble by putting a lot more detail into high-latitude weather records of the past. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
No Alaska fishermen will be surprised to hear that scientists have discovered a bunch of northern storms that never made it into the weather forecast. Here's geography professor David Bromwich talking about a supercomputer analysis of more than a decade of weather data he did with two Russian researchers.
The results from these Russian colleagues of mine were that there's a lot more cyclones traversing particularly the land areas of the Arctic, surrounding the Arctic Ocean.
Using a huge amount of data crunching capacity at Ohio State University, the analysis was able to digest all sorts of weather data from aircraft, weather balloons, and on the ground, with a picture of the weather from 45 degrees to the North Pole every 3 hours between 2000 and 2012 in a grid of 30-kilometer squares. It shows about 40% more storms or cyclones than previously thought moving air masses north or south. That amounts to significant heat transport, which Bromwich says can tell us more about such things as why we lose sea ice.
Why are we getting the big sea ice retreat that we see? Certainly the cyclones are playing a role in that, as we saw in the fall of 2012 when there was a huge and very energetic cyclone over the Arctic Ocean that contributed to the retreat of that sea ice cover.
That was a summer storm unmatched in weather records for that time of year. It led to a record withdrawal of sea ice, and it's the kind of thing the team wants to zero in on next. And then there's what's going on now in Ohio, where Bromwich teaches, and it's expected to be 13 below this evening. What spins warm air up into the north can also spin cold air down to the south.
And we're getting a whole sequence of smaller scale lows coming around here. We call them Alberta Clippers. And so this is an example of the cyclones forming at higher latitudes and impacting the middle latitudes.
Up next for the research team is getting even closer resolution and looking for more detail in the big persistent low pressure areas that drive weather systems. For Alaska, that would mean primarily the Aleutian Low, which hovers over the western Gulf of Alaska through the winter months and spins out the weather systems that hit the western part of the state. Bromwich expects to see yet more turbulent systems in these polar lows.
We'll probably look at some of the more extreme events. We're thinking that this might be a good data set to explore the formation and the changes in the frequency and intensity of the polar lows. So that's one direction we probably will go in.
Bromwich says weather forecasters may find the study helpful. Basically, it's the same thing they already get from local knowledge, what can be expected in local geography as a large weather system moves in. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.